I'm so happy for her. I like her so much. And that's Sinead O'Connor. It's a new song called Take Me to Church. Bizarrely, sharing the same title of one of the biggest hits of recent times. But a different song entirely. I like that.
Yeah, I like you clarify that in case no one knows. It's actually a different song with the same name.
Yeah.
In case people were confused. When it's the it's not the same song.
Right, has that happened before? The Power of Love. There's three Power of Loves.
Huey
Lewis in the News. Jennifer Rush. And Frankie Goes to Hollywood.
Yeah. Which is your favourite?
Frankie Goes to Hollywood.
Yes, mine too.
Yeah, I think it's beautiful.
What other? There's probably loads.
How are you doing today?
I'm good, thank you.
The sun has got his hat on.
Oh, it's hip, 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 hooray! Outside.
Isn't it something, though?
And one thing I'd like to say on the back of Eamon Dunphy being the paper,
yes.
He's no relation to me. I keep getting these tweets saying, "Oh, see, your dad's in trouble again." No, my dad's not in trouble.
Are they trying to be funny?
No, they think he's my dad. And one person said, at least I'm not implying that he's your husband. I went, well,
oi.
But it implies one of two things. Either A, I work in telly due to nepotism, or B, yeah. I look like Eamon Dunphy.
They all think
now,
we all got
that Eamon Dunphy's not a very attractive man, but I'm no relation.
Dunphy, to his credit, is one of those great, he's a great white hope for men like, you know, for men like me, in the sense that it's a victory of personality over appearance. And I think that when I see him, we had a great night. When he came on the Late Late the last time, we ended up back in my sister's house and we were having a bit of a session and it turned into a sing-song.
Yeah,
we had
that happens with
Eamon. He's a great company.
I had a couple of nights years ago where
with a few scoop beans.
He's been present. And
he's good. He's
no,
good
he's
company.
Lovely, but I think most men on telly are personality over looks, aren't they?
They'd have to
present
be.
Present company accepted.
No, but particularly in RT, we're not the most attractive looking bunch of
people.
But
it's desperately unfair because women are judged on their looks far more.
That's not today's topic. Today's topic is
toilets.
There is not one clean toilet at a petrol station.
I worked in a petrol station for 3 years when I was in college.
Did you?
It was the Shell garage in Dorky.
Dorky isn't a real place. That's gobbledygooky, makey uppy, cleaner than clean, middle class horror show.
Ordinary, properly functioning petrol station. And you could actually eat your dinner off the floor.
Yeah, but that's Dorky. That's not like, if you told me somewhere else.
People still use it the same way everyone uses toilets. They make a mess, they drop paper, they have sneaky cigarettes in there. And I once, to make the point, someone said, well, put your sandwich on the floor and then eat it. And I did.
You did not do that. Just saying that.
I swear to you on my life. I'll try and get someone on the phone who worked with me.
You didn't do
ate
that.
My dinner off the well, lunch off the floor. I did, yeah.
Was it on? It was on the cling film when you put it down.
No, I just cleaned the floor, so I knew how clean it was.
I'm worried about this shirt. Is this shirt a bit poncy? Is it? It's a bit poncy, isn't it? I don't know
on
why.
On a scale of one
to ponce
to Gerald Keane, it's about.
It's a bit Gerald Keane, is it?
No, it's about an 8. No, do you know what?
Lorraine's saying it's fine.
You wear it very well. No, I'm only teasing. I really like that shirt.
It's pink gingham.
I love pink on men.
Do you?
Yes, I do.
I do
you
wear
need to be a certain kind of man to get away with pink. And you are one such man. There you go.
Don't know what to
two
make of that, but I'll take it.
Day.
I'll take it. And we were discussing what today?
I'm not taking it back. It's a genuine compliment.
I'm taking it. I'm not doing this Irish woman thing going, oh no, I'm a bag of hammers. I'll take the compliment. Thank you.
You look great. Is Bernard wearing the same shirt?
No, nothing even remotely like. It was from a distance. Poor old Brenda. He saw it from a distance and went, are you wearing my shirt? And we're not.
Yeah. Probably
not at all.
More shows nationwide or something. Almost.
No,
he'd
say Ted Baker, which is that tallies, I think.
Very nice. Anyway, I'm sure he looks lovely too. Today, we are rather appropriately discussing outstaying your welcome.
So why are you still here?
Well,
hey!
You beat me to it. I was going to say that I've been asked to come in and talk to you about it.
Go for it.
At this time of year, there's a lot of communions, confirmations, weddings, barbecues. And I don't know, if it's an Irish thing specifically. People get carried away with alcohol, with the sunshine, and they never know when to go home.
It's
not specifically an Irish thing, because last year we had kids' parties. We'll start with kids' parties. For really young kids, when the invite says, you know, for the little babies, it might be 1 to 3. It doesn't sound like a very long period of time, but actually 2 hours to have 20 kids is a big undertaking.
Yeah.
But a lot of parents see it as free childminding. And they will then go off and either have lunch or get their hair done or catch up on work and turn up at 5 o'clock. If it says 1 to 3, you come back at 3 o'clock.
No, no.
And last year we threw a party in London, my stepson's 10th birthday.
Yeah.
Big bouncy castle, a sod course, great crack. And I think the time was 3 to 8 or something. So
it was generous in the first instance.
And there were parents texting at 8:30, 8:45, saying, yeah, running a bit late. You think, this, just, no.
No.
8 o'clock, come at 8 o'clock.
I think it's 8 o'clock. Yeah, I had a gathering from some neighbours not so long ago, and I specified on the invitation, 6 to 8 or something like that. And it, to their eternal credit, by 8:05 there wasn't a sinner in the house.
Yeah, so because they, wasn't a because great they party said, then.
No, because
they
like,
when can we go?
No, in fairness to them, because I didn't know them. It was
Maureen,
new.
It's 5 to 8. We can go
quick,
now.
Quick, go. I don't even like him. But it was.
I wanted to see the house.
I like the others. I'm sure. But they, I thought that was good. Good.
I think
good.
He's watered down the drinks.
Definitely.
No, but
why
was
am
it just
I still sober?
Party?
I had 6 bottles.
Was it just a drinks party?
It was a little glass of something. And but the point being that by 5 past 8, everyone's gone. Because the invitation specified.
Well, that's... If you leave an open-ended... If an invitation specifies, then you should, A, not outstay your welcome at the later end, but B, not turn up too early. You know, people turning up and it says from 7.
Not in Ireland. I've never seen that in Ireland.
Oh, no, they do.
No.
I can't name names, but it happened to me very recently when over-enthusiastic chap turned up an hour before he was supposed to. I got the bus. Is it okay if I come in? Yeah. Yes. I can't leave you on the doorstep.
But it's not remotely okay, is it?
No, it's not remotely okay.
You didn't
okay.
feel
well,
like, but you did the Irish thing, which you said, it's fine. Just send him off for an hour. Get a cup of coffee.
I couldn't do that.
No, I know you couldn't.
I know. If you knew
awful.
The context.
Okay.
The other next one is the unannounced drop-in.
Oh, we hate
now,
those.
Now, some people have an open door policy. And, you know, people come into my house all the time and my fridge is always open for everybody and the kettle's always on. I've never been that kind
of
person.
No. The mobile phone has now means that that's a text to say I'm on my way. So it allows you to say no, you're not, or great, kettle's on, but not the bing bong. Those days are sad to say in many respects, but that's the way it is.
Well, I bought my apartment. Excuse me. It was important to me to buy somewhere that was very high off the ground, so people couldn't say, "Oh, I see you're home."
Hello.
Yeah.
Is that you, Maya?
No.
Who is that?
Mrs.
There's the butler.
The butler.
Where's Maya?
She's in the zoo.
What's she doing?
Feeding the flamingos.
Why? I didn't think she liked flamingos.
Oh, no, she thinks they're very pretty. She has names for all of them. There's Ethel and Sybil.
Okay, let's just move on there. But that's the point. If my intercom goes, I don't answer it if I'm not expecting somebody. And I know that sounds really antisocial, but a mate of mine who bought a place on the ground floor, people end up
knocking on her window.
And because apartments, if you're in a complex, tend to be quite near the pavement, she said, it's just awful. It's that knock, knock, knock. Wave, can I come in? And no. But if you do drop in unannounced, if you're passing, for example, if your friend lives miles away, you're in the area and you think, I'm just going to knock on the door and see. It's 20 minutes, apparently. There's an etiquette website that says
20 minutes of what?
You stay 20 minutes. Unless they say, I'm so glad you're here. Please stay for lunch.
That makes sense. That tallies with all the people I know. Like, it's mostly family members who I love to see. But they will never stay longer than 20 minutes.
Oh, gosh, they have manners.
Coffee, gone in, out.
Well, that is decorum. That's what they should be doing. Oh, unless, obviously, you're not saying please stay. Which is kind of unkind. The other big one is people who have new babies, the unannounced drop-in. People who have new babies, they are exhausted. They don't want to have to make sandwiches for you. Drop in the present and just say, I can't stay, I have to go. Because it's much easier for the guest to leave than for the host to ask you to leave. If you'd say to somebody, look, I'm really sorry you have to be up early, or the kids have to get to bed, that's awkward.
Or the relative, I'm just staying over for 3 or 4 nights.
Oh, that's the next one. Moving swiftly on. Sorry. The house guest. Now, do you house guests? That doesn't sound
great.
Right, do you?
No. It depends. No, I'm not great. I'm not great at that. I find that because I'm out there a lot. So even when I'm out on the street or whatever, you're always on, right? So people always come up, and it's grand. That's what we do. That's fine. So when I get home, it's like almost, it's the cave.
Yeah.
And I just need to be, I just don't.
I'd be like that too. I love having friends to stay. I have a spare room. I have a friend from Hong Kong coming over next week. I can't wait to see her. She's staying a few days.
The spare room
It'll
is
be
good.
Brilliant. But my parents were in South Africa and met a couple whose son was coming to Ireland the following year. And they said, oh, look, you know, just to get him on his feet, we have a spare room. He must come and stay for a week or two till he gets settled, which is really kind of them. 3 months later, I came out and he was cutting the grass. He was their, you know, their honorary fourth child, waving in, hello,
still
yes,
there.
And he'd practically moved in. They had to, and he was a young guy. And my dad said, we presumed he wanted to be out, meeting people his own age, living in town. Right. They had to politely say to him, look, you know, maybe it'd be great for you to spread your wings, meet some people.
But you know, some people, I have a brother who will have family, extended family, whatever, staying with him, and he doesn't bat an eyelid, and they will stay for weeks and months on occasion, and he's completely cool with that, whatever about his temperament, whereas I'd be getting antsy after a day.
Well, he's obviously very laid back.
Well, he's very cool about that.
But if you are the house guest, don't presume it's okay to say. Also, if you say, start a precedent and say, oh, we're coming home from the UK for Easter, can we stay with you? Don't assume that's going to be a thing every Easter or every Christmas that Ryan's house is open to you. Don't assume that. And the other one's part is the backpacker diplomacy. Backpackers, when you're going around the world and you're trying to save money and you're staying with cousins and aunties and distant relatives, again, don't overstay your welcome. And I did in Australia. I stayed with a couple of people one or two nights, and then even though they said, please stay, no, you know what, thanks very much.
Yeah, you knew.
We're gone.
Because you'll be welcome the next time, as opposed to, no, we're gone, where are you?
Hello.
They were also very high maintenance.
Okay, we'll be back in 10 to 10 this Wednesday morning. The sun has just put us, the sun has taken his hat off.
I'm going to go and talk to the flamingos in the zoo today. I've decided I'm going to do that.
Ethel, and
I'm going to
name Ethel them and all. Sybil.
I don't particularly like flamingos.
Why?
They're dull.
They're not. They're exotic. Dull. They're exotic birds. Everyone loves exotic birds. Okay, let's look at text. 51552. Polish people ask, would you like tea, coffee, or your coat?
No!
If you stay too long, which is rather funny.
That's fantastic.
Another says, my wife's friends all leave, but then they stand talking on the street for another 40 minutes, holding taxis and everything.
Oh, here. No. Down with that sort of thing.
Best hint, just ask, would you like another cup of tea before you go?
But it's very hard for a guest to say that, to bring that up. The next one we have is the dinner party. Dinner party is not a casual drop-in, not a casual barbecue. If somebody says, come to dinner at 8 o'clock, you don't turn up early and you don't turn up at 9:30 either. Happened to me last year.
Oh no, that's 9:30 for dinner.
And there were two pals coming over. And I said, look, say from 7:30 or at 7:30. At 9 o'clock, I was texting them. Like, dinner was ruined. They turned up half cut. And you were grown-ups. You don't do that. But equally, the end of a dinner party, I think...
No snogging at the table at a dinner party. Oh. Sorry, I just had to get that out.
That doesn't happen.
You're not allowed to snog people at the table at dinner party.
That
sometimes
does not
it does.
Happen.
Yes, it does.
With civilised adults.
It does. People do it.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, that's not okay.
Not good.
What dinner parties are you going to?
No, I don't. It's swingers thing. Can't. No, I'm joking. No, I haven't. I don't even know what you're talking about.
Not a swingers thing.
No, I don't.
But at the end of the night, they always say that in a lot of Irish parties, the party stops when the alcohol runs out, which is actually outrageous, because if you have a well-stocked
If your alcohol runs out,
fridge,
you are no friend of mine.
Well...
Who has a party where the booze runs out? What are you, 15?
But sometimes you have to pretend it's run out.
Oh.
That's the point. You say, right, we've no more wine.
If you're pretending...
Because people will keep drinking till the wee hours in the morning.
But that's what a party is.
But it's not always okay. If it's a dinner party and people have to work the next day,
what are you having a dinner party on a school night for?
God, what world do you live in?
I live in a world where...
What world do you live in?
I live in a world where good times are had when there's no school the next day.
You do throw a good party. But not everybody is that organised.
Jeepers.
It's not about being organised. Your party used to start quite late anyway.
No, they wouldn't. My thing is just make sure that there's beer till the end of Kingdom Come and wine. And that's it.
You're
really
no point here.
That's your dinner party.
Well, that means you can't outstay.
No, I think that people are rubbish at holding parties most times.
But it's a dinner party. I mean, there's more structure. You also should presume, you know, if you booked your restaurant table at 8 o'clock, you wouldn't turn up at 8:15 or 8:30, or you'd lose your table. Same in someone's house. They've probably planned a meal around certain times. God, I sound like such a
matron. Fine. Ryan, sometimes I think there's a B&B sign outside my door. People come and stay for ages. I'm always seem to be frying or making pancakes or doing something. Text says, what do you tell your...
Is there a B&B sign outside of something?
What do you tell your ex of 5 years to stop dropping by? It's driving me insane.
I think that's a whole other day's conversation. Because actually the next one I have is the overnight date. The first time you stay in someone's house and they say, look, would you stay over? And often it can happen after a night out, kind of naturally. But sometimes there's the actual invitation of, will you come over and will you stay? Don't bring a toothbrush. Don't bring knickers to leave over. But in that case...
Sorry, is this a planned stay over?
There's always a first time you stay over in someone's house in a relationship.
Yeah, but are you talking about planned or are you talking about kind of, oh, sure, we're here now?
I'm talking about planned.
All right, okay. And you're saying don't bring a toothbrush?
No, don't leave it there.
Don't leave it there.
Obviously bring a toothbrush. That's just unhygienic.
Spare pair of Knicks.
But the next day, just turn them inside out. But the next day...
God, the boys have experience.
But the next day, don't assume you're going to be there all day. Get up, say to him or her, listen, I'm going to head off now, have breakfast. If they say to you, look, let's spend the day together, fine. But if they don't, have a bit of mystique.
Yeah.
Turn your pants inside out and go.
Have a bit of class. And if they say, do you hear that sound, that engine? Yeah, that's the taxi from last night. Use it and get out.
Oh, there is nothing worse. Not that I've ever been there, obviously.
Yeah.
But you can't get somebody out of your house the next morning. there's been many, many girlfriends of mine texting me going, what, can you ring me with the fake, the bailout phone call? What,
are the guys hanging around?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Egypts.
And one of my friends, the guy left and she rang me. This is ages ago now. So, and she went, you'll never guess what I did last night. And I went, what? And she told me and I went, it's fine. Don't worry. He's left. The next thing she's on the phone, the doorbell rings and he had just gone to collect lovely breakfast things.
Aye.
It was awful. He stayed all day. So I had to do a bailout call an hour later. I rang her and she went, what? What's happened? An accident. Oh God, I'm so sorry, John. You're going to have to go.
The reason
that was a fake name, by the way. His name was not John.
It's not John. It's Mark. The reason that the flamingos smell so bad, you know, the way when you pass them by, you go, whoo, what's that pong? It's because, Sandra tells me, flamingos pee down their legs to keep warm. They urinate to keep warm.
That's why exotic birds smell.
I always thought they did. Never go out with an exotic bird. Oh my God, I will never go to Dublin and stay with Dubs. Will ye come down with the country and get some Irish hospitality? What went wrong with ye?
Ah, here.
Thank God for Limerick.
We're very hospitable. But does that person want someone come to stay with them for the weekend and stay a month?
Here's a better one. We have to go to music. I had visitors for the weekend from the UK. The first thing they did was have a bath together.
Oh my God! We have a winner!
That's great. 6, 7, 8. Oh, no, don't have time for music, so we'll keep going now for another minute or two. Okay, so the bath is running.
That is awful.
That is brilliant. Splish, splash, we're having a bath. Piss, bat, we're having a bath. Are you having a laugh? No, we're having a
certainly,
bath.
That certainly beats your snoggy at the dinner table.
Yeah, I know. That's never good.
And speaking of inappropriate couples.
Here's another one.
I'm having a row
at the dinner table.
No, that's
couples
awful.
Couples row publicly.
Snide.
Oh, the awkwardness.
Could you not eat so noisily?
Stop. He's always saying that. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
I'm on Mr. and Mrs. tonight.
So what time? Where?
8 o'clock ITV.
Oh my God. ITV, 8 o'clock.
Speaking of having baths together and couple stuff, not that we do either, any of that. But yeah, I'm quite nervous. I hope I'm not going to come across as an absolute.
Who presents
gob
that these days?
Philip Schofield.
Silver Fox.
Very charming.
So you and Johnny on the Mr. and Mrs. tonight?
Oh no, not me and Johnny, my other husband.
Oh, the other fella?
No, yes, me and Johnny. So fingers crossed we do well. The minimum we'll leave with is $5,000. If we win and then get the jackpots, $30,000.
And what's your chosen charity?
Dogs Trust and Macmillan Cancer Support. So I hope we win loads, because if we're splitting it, $5,000's not that much to split.
Still, though, that's nice. So nice, we'll nice see. Little.
Yeah, actually, I am going to be helping to host the Dogs Trust Ball on July 19th.
Where's that on?
In the Mansion House.
Oh, very good.
Dogstrust.ie. Go and get your tickets now.
You
I think there might be one or two left.
You'll be emceeing that.
Yeah, how exciting.
Do you have a dog?
I love dogs. No, I live 6 floors up and I travel a lot. And I'm not cruel, so no, I wouldn't have people. So get one of those small toy dogs. They're not dogs. That's a slipper.
I saw a chihuahua with a Brazil soccer jersey in the heat going down the other night.
It's not right. More, also, paying for dogs, disagree with it.
More cleaning gets done in the 10 minutes between the I'm popping in text and arrival on my doorstep than I do in a day.
That's true.
That's good. Yeah, that's a good text, that one. 51552. Maya, we've got to say goodbye. Enjoy the sunshine.
Hasta luego.